Okay, we're back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, Project Independence in You. I'm John Ryan, your host, and I'm here with my friend and co-host, Sabina Miller.
Good morning.
And we're talking to Danny Holstein, who is calling in actually from Israel. It's much warmer in Israel, and we really appreciate you taking the time, because what you're sharing with us is tremendous for not only the seniors, for their families, which makes it nice. Sometimes there's programs that are available to a senior, but then if their adult children or their grandchildren even drop them off, they have nothing to do for the next hour. They got to drive back and forth.
Correct.
In your, you know, two worlds, so to speak, I could go for some sort of physical fitness while my mother could be doing a dance program. And that's a tremendous thing.
You said it perfectly.
How is...
Go ahead.
No, you go, Danny. If I'm saying something perfectly, I don't want to, you know.
How the whole thing came about is when I realized everybody, you know, when a mother dropped her daughter, she can go and use the gym. When the father drops her, there's really a hub, a place for everybody to work out while, it's like pretty a family type of place. And I do have some generation of grandparents who now bringing their grandkids to a ballet, their baby kids to dance classes, and they're themselves used to, you know, are still taking classes. So we have come to you in 26 years, I think we have about three generations almost going there.
Tremendous.
It's nice to see a client who started, and now she's a grandmother, and still active, and now she's also bringing her grandkids with her. It's really great.
Christina Liu, who is the producer, actually went to your studio years ago for dance.
Oh, really?
Yep, for dance years ago. And she's only a baby. So I don't know how old she was when she was going there, but she was, because she at the break, she said it's a huge facility and a tremendous one.
Thank you.
If you can go over it, but just generally, how does the fee structure work? Do you have to like buy in for a year? Can you do it per class? How does that work?
Okay, so another difference that most of the big clubs around it, like we try to use the word, you pay for what you use. It's not a club. It's not a membership. You buy a series of cards of classes, 15, 20, 25, 30, and you have almost a year time to use the cards, and you can come and use the classes anytime you want, and you just pay for what you use. No membership, no dues. And I'm proud to say that most of the clients who come in here are there to work out. It's not it's a New Year resolution, and I need to make a decision.
Right.
And I sign up for a year, and I never use it, which is statistically about 60 to 70% people who buy into that never use the clubs.
No, I agree.
We have most of our program is card classes. I'll say you can do also single classes. Our first week is free to try all the classes. We have now a program called Tech 5. It's a free 5 classes that you can sample, you know, almost like food or wine. You can sample any class you want for free.
Nice.
And so we can put you in the right class.
How does it work for a new person coming, just say they want to get into the dance class, but they've never been a dancer? They're 60, 70, no matter what their age, even if it's a younger person. Do they wind up going in immediately to a group class environment?
Yeah, we have a beginner. We have a beginner classes for people who never danced before, and that's on the dance side. On the fitness side, that really there's no level. You can just go in and work. You take spinning classes or you take other group classes, you can just work on your own pace. So you just come in and, you know, with the ballet classes, we have a beginner ballet class of people just started. So they can get first basic dance vocabulary and get into it.
And Danny, do you have day classes, evening classes, weekend classes?
Yes. You know, again, there's over 30 classes on the schedule. So I urge anybody who's interested to just go online. But we do have AM classes, morning and evening classes. Again, it's at www.dhtw.com, and there is class schedule for the whole week. And just come and take a class for free and try it out.
You mentioned the class earlier, a spinning class. Now, I know that's popular, but I don't think a lot of people know what a spinning class is.
Oh, it's a cycling. It's a stationary bike. We actually, one of our hub partners, it's called, their name is Hot Ride. It's a company that joined the two worlds. We joined forces with a few companies. We're part of our hub. And it's a stationary bike. We have two kind of bikes. One is the Rider, which is a bike that actually, literally, you can move side to side, and then there's a regular stationary bike. So there's sort of preferences. Some people like the more challenging one, and some people like the regular one. The beautiful thing about spinning is you ride like you ride a bike outside on your own time. Somebody can ride fast next to you. You can ride very slow and enjoy the ride. So that's why I think, and you get a lot of cardiovascular out of it. So I think it's a lot of people like that because it's easy in terms of the energy you can put in. You don't have to compete with anybody. You work in your own rhythm, and whenever you want to challenge yourself, you can challenge yourself. If you don't want to challenge, so that's and it's stationary and it's easy. And also, a lot of people cannot run or do some other activity, they find biking, it's easier on their back.
But there's a lead, right, to this? You're not by yourself just going into a corner and riding a bicycle, right?
No, it's a classroom. The class is about 30 bikes in the room. It's a group fitness class. It's part of our group fitness program, which is on the schedule as well.
Okay, terrific.
They can sample that as well.
Now, you had mentioned earlier Take 5, which I understand you could go around and try to different things. Can a person...
Right, yes.
Can a person join and just say, join the dance, go for a couple of dance classes and then say, I'm not really too into this, I'd rather go spinning, or once they're in dance, that's it, they've got to be a dancer for the next year?
No, there's two programs. There's a one program that you can buy a car just for dance.
Okay.
Because we have a lot of dancers who just like to dance, they're not into the fitness and the group and all that stuff. And then we have a card that is a just general class that you can take anything you want.
Oh, you do? That's tremendous. That I like. I mean, to give the person a little flexibility.
Zumba also, there's a, I don't know if you heard about Zumba. Zumba is a very, a lot of older, senior people like the class. You move. It's very challenging and very fun class. We have those regularly in the morning and the evening. And
Zumba, just actually to interrupt
you, to
explain Zumba a little better. That's like dance and exercise combined?
Correct. The Zumba came from the dance world for people who don't like to do the CrossFit, the really more active, like fitness-oriented ball and weights, and they just want to move and have fun and sweat and have and learn routines, and that's what Zumba is.
Right, and I know that has gotten to be very popular because Zumba also is something you can do at your level. If I can't keep up, then I just go a little slower. I don't have to make as many steps.
Well, we have a great teacher, Nate Blake. He's a very popular and strong teacher, and tremendous. It's really, really fun class.
Danny,
a lot of senior citizens come to that class as well.
Danny, when you just mentioned senior citizens, when you are seniors and you have a retired couple, can they come in and take together? Can they take lessons and classes?
Well, I mean, the class is open for men and women. I have to say, not a lot of guys take Zumba or dance classes. They're more into the personal training. So if, you know, but of course I would love it. I mean, sometimes I don't like to be the only guy there, you know.
Well, but you would accept them in the class.
I welcome a lot of guys, yes.
See, I think the special thing, Danny, that I think that you have going on there at Two Worlds is that a married couple can come together, but they can do two different things at the same time. So even if I don't want to dance, I can have the physical training. My wife can dance.
It's happening. I have a lot of families like that, a lot of couples and their children, all taking, you know, all it's a family place. Exactly the idea. I have a lot of couples, a lot of families, even grandparents and their kids and the grandkids. All taking different variety of different things, yes.
Now, that was tremendous. Years ago, I used to go to Jack LaLanne. Then it became Bally's. My wife wouldn't come with me because she'd only come if there was a dance class. Otherwise, she said, I don't want to go. In your environment, we could go together.
Yeah, those days, dance was... You're right. Those days when Jack LaLanne, Bally's, dance was not in the fitness world. Dance was a taboo. It was a little taboo between the dance, actually... owner of a fitness clubs, and they wouldn't even hire a dancer. They didn't want to associate with that world because they want to separate themselves as a different thing. But today, it's so evolved that most of the clubs start sounding more like a dance schools. So it's a lot more in mainstream right now.
No, and you're putting it together. I think it was just, it's a tremendous idea. Honestly, I didn't know about it today.
Yes,
and I
yes,
my daughter lives in Glendale. No, I'm sorry, in Glen Head, which I pass Wheatley
Glen
Plaza
Head.
All the time. Yeah, she's down the block. I pass the Wheatley Plaza all the time.
Yes, yes.
And to realize the gym that's inside there for exercise is tremendous.
I always thought Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin Robbins and all this kind of, I always thought that to combine and join forces with different again, I call it vocabulary or fitness ideas in, under one roof, it can only enhance everybody. So you come to a little center, a little hub that you have everything you need there, and different from spinning to chess. So that's the whole idea. And now that we opened the sports facility, now we're also attracting a lot of boys and men who want to be in the sports. They used to just, the parents used to just bring their daughters or the granddaughters to the dance classes. Now they can bring the boys to do some more athletic performances stuff. So that's started in general. And I'm very happy now we can give it to the boys as well.
Terrific.
On that field. So,
Danny, I want to thank you so much for calling in from Israel and taking the time to share. This is a tremendous place. Two Worlds is a tremendous organization.
My pleasure.
And
my pleasure.
Travel
thank
back safe. And right now we have to take a break. You've been listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM WCWP, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.